go to Hebrews 11, 1, please. Straight to the meat. No milk, no cookies, man. Yeah, that's after the meat. Hallelujah. Ooh, I need these to see. There we go. Hey, I can see stuff now. That's much better. Eleven one. The word reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Period. Hope. A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Hallelujah. Hope is generally understood as future faith. Hallelujah. While faith is often seen as a current state of trust with God's promises, hope is the anticipation that these promises will be fulfilled. Faith operates in the present while hope looks to the future. Amen. Today's teaching is called Never Lose Hope. I mean, how often is the daily struggle is real, man? Welcome to the earth. It's everyday battles, the things that happen, and we're not to lose hope of the future that's happened, that's going on. We got to face uncertainty each and every day, but you always have that hope for tomorrow, that things are going to work out. Amen. I got this teaching based upon one of the blessings I have is to work with Pastor Guy. And a lot of times, you know, we do work and stuff, which is, you know, it's comedy in itself. But there's a lot of times, man, he puts everything comes to a stop when somebody calls and needs counsel. And, you know, there's certain situations coming around where he goes outside and talks, but there's also certain situations where we still work and he's on speakerphone where I get to hear things as well. And, I am letting you know now that you can hear hope. Hope can be seen, not only see it, but you can hear it. Because you can hear people's voices during counsel of losing, you know, they're doubting. I mean, that's hopelessness. There's, you know, so much distraught of the things of the world, all their anguishes and fears and pains and stuff. And then pastor gives them counsel and stuff, and they'll call back, you know, a few days later or whatnot, and they're just, you can hear the gratitude that they give for the pastor, the glory to God, of you can hear the hope. Like, oh, man, well, man, you know what? I got through this. I made it through this thanks to God and his promises and stuff. And, you know, there's hope now. There's still hope. So never lose hope. There's always hope. So that is just one of the many blessings that I get to work with Pastor Guy in that. And so that's how I got this teaching I'm not going to say any names or nothing, but this person really, I was listening, and I could just hear hope. Like, I heard it. I'm like, wow. And I went outside, and I almost got in tears. Like, man, it was such a wonderful thing, because you hear these things. You know, I'm not eavesdropping stuff. I'm working together, so, you know, you mourn for these people and you pray for them. And so just to hear the turnaround of their heart's desires of actually coming to, things are coming to pass to where they're getting blessed with stuff, and you see the favor that's happening in their lives now, it's just a wonderful thing. So yes, you can hear hope. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jeremiah 29, please. Jeremiah 29. Everybody okay? Amen. See if I can get. I probably need glasses to see to get there. Here we go. Hey. 29:11. This is really cool. Get this. You guys ready? It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So God knew from the beginning that you're going to go through it. He wouldn't say that. He's going to give you a future and a hope. Amen? God's plan for us are good. They're great. That's like Tony the Tiger, man. They're great. And his promises of future with hope is eternal. He didn't say it will always be easy. He said that he will be beside us, helping us along the way. God promises us that he has our future in his hands. That's where hope comes in. I mean, Are you putting your future in God's hands? Are you putting your future in your own hands? And that's a good question to ask every day, because it's an everyday battle. I mean, where are you putting your hope in? You putting hope in yourself? You putting in God's promises? Amen. We got to figure that one each and every day. And I hope it's in God's hands, not your own, because I know if I put a lot of my own hope in my own hands, and you know what? Everything fell right through, like water going through my hands every time. It might hold there for a couple minutes or a couple seconds, but it's always that hole. So next thing you know, it's empty. And God's hand is always full. But it's not always easy. That's how we learn. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 31, please. Hope. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. 31:24. It says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. This is an encouragement to maintain hope and to wait on his timing and wisdom, rather than becoming discouraged by circumstances. It is a call to rely on God's faithfulness, knowing he will provide the necessary strength to persevere. And we read Psalm 91 every single day. That's full of God's promises. Are you putting your hope in God's promises? And you're supposed to wait on the Lord. Once you get out of God's timing, you're not in divine order anymore. And a lot of times you're putting in self-hope instead of what God's got planned for you and his promises, not my promises, your promises. We got to do God's promises. Amen. From there, let's go to Romans 5. I'm trying to go slow, make this last a couple hours. I guess worst comes worst, we can read Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody laughed. Thank you, Jeff. Romans 5, please. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Amen. Everybody there? It's a tough crowd tonight. Besides one person, man. Amen. The word says, therefore, having justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This highlights that Christian hope is not wishful thinking. Amen? But it's a secure, confident expectation grounded in the love of Jesus that he pours out in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Being a believer, hope never disappoints. There's always hope. Always. And what you got to have, faith and hope are attached. And you got to keep, as a believer, you got to have faith. Amen? So I'll always be encouraged by tomorrow, by the hope of what's going on, by God's promises that he's going to get you through it. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Because let's face it, we're going to go through it, man. Welcome to the earth. We're going to struggle. You know, we all have different struggles, but all at the end of the day, man, it's us relying on God's promises and praying it out. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8. Romans 8, 18 through 30, I'm going to read. It's just a hop, skip, and jump away. Y'all ready? Y'all got this? You ready? Here we go. It says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because of the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now, but not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, that he also glorified. No matter what the present sufferings are, they're temporary, and nothing compared to the future eternal glory waiting for us. You know, we have this isn't our home, folks. There's hope in that alone, and by itself, man, that we have an eternity to go through. And so this is just a minute, man. Hallelujah. And how awesome is it to know that, man, we got somebody up there interceding for us. Man, is that cool or is that cool? Man, I need intercession all the time. I mean, I tell you what, man, I'm thankful for the intercession, especially, man, you know, in the war room whenever we do intercession prayer. I know that saved my butt many times, but how much more even, that's awesome, but how much more easy off that we got Jesus up there, man, praying for us, man. That's like, boom, that in itself, man, there's hope in that. Hallelujah. Woo, fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. I like that, man. I like that a lot. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Everybody there? Hallelujah. All right. Glad you guys are. Here we go. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, for the things which are not seen are eternal. Now this passage serves as a foundation for perseverance, assuring that suffering is not meaningless, but actively prepares for future glory. Do not lose heart, do not lose hope. In any of the trials and tribulations we go through, don't lose that hope. Don't lose the heart. Because you're always going to get through it as long as you focus on God's promises. That's how we learn. I mean, the sufferings are real. I would love to take, you know, any of my child's pain and agony. But all in all, man, if I were to take all my child's pain and agony that she goes through, what is she really going to learn? I mean, honestly, I mean, shit, you know, that's how I learn. I mean, they're certainly going to take kids' pain away, but as far as learning life's lessons, sometimes you got to go through it yourself, just so you can learn on yourself. Amen. So, you know, you persevere through that and just know that there's a greater glory, and there's hope. Don't lose hope. Amen. I was trying to make something rhyme, make it funny, but I had nothing. So I was don't lose hope. I was thinking all day long, what kind of funny rhyme can I come up with this teaching? And I had nothing. So hallelujah. Maybe next time I'll come up with a funny name for teaching, but this is pretty serious. So don't lose hope. Amen. What's that? Oh, hallelujah. That is a good one. Whew. Amen. I'm not going to know that. That's a whole teaching in itself. That maybe the next teaching. Praise God. Let's go to Psalm 16, please. Hey, there's hope that we'll hear the dog story next time. Oh, man. Psalm 16. Praise God. Psalm 16, 8 and 9. It says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Hallelujah. By setting the Lord as a priority, we will find stability and peace, leading to a glad heart. Amen. And a secure hope, even in life's challenges. We need to rely on God as a source of strength and protection. There is comfort resting in him. I mean, how often do we have to find comfort resting under his wings each and every day? I mean, that's where the comfort is. It comes from being soothed by the Lord, man, through his promises and everything. There's hope in that. That's where you seek the hope. Amen. Let's go to Romans 15, please. Oh, we're getting somewhere. We are getting somewhere. Book of Romans. Romans 15, 1 through 13. Amen? Amen. The word reads, we then who are strong ought to bear the scruples of the weak. But not to please ourselves, but let us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as is written, the reproachers of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ had become a servant to the circumcision of the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the fathers and the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy as is written. For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Period. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. This book, this wonderful basic instruction for leaving Earth book is full of hope. People, brothers, sisters, read your Bible. There's hope in the Bible, period. It's full of it, full of it. Read the scriptures. Amen. It's full of God's promises, full of all the stories, all the trials and tribulations of, man, there is... the only person perfect in his Bible is Jesus. Everybody else has gone through it just like us. Man, learn from the Bible. There's hope in that. Amen. Woo-hoo, all right. Let's go to, okay. Let's go to Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. We're almost done. Or are we? Hebrews. Yeah, read your Bible, people. Read your Bible. Good stuff in it. Good stories. Hebrews 10:23. Everybody there? It says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. We need to hold fast and resist doubt. Doubting and not believing dampers hope. That squashes hope and doubting. How often does doubt creep up in you guys' heads? It's in every day, every minute if you have to, is reset your mind on everything. No doubting, man. Cast that spirit of doubt out. Have that faith and hope. Because I tell you one thing, when you start doubting, then you start questioning everything. When those questions start up, what's those famous words that were taught here? Who told me that? You know, where's that coming from? That's when you take a step back and you say, you know, what voice is that telling me this? Well, why am I doubting? Why am I questioning everything? And once you start questioning and doubting stuff, man, that hope kind of it squanders, it dampers. So that's why that's based upon no doubting. Know that you know that you know that you know. Amen? Let's go to Lamentations. Lamentations 3. Hallelujah. This will be our last scripture for the night. Lamentations 3, 22 through 26. Amen. Everybody there? All right, let's read it. It says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, but his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Focus on embracing daily renewal by starting each day by acknowledging God's faithful love. Every single day, wake up, man. Thank you, Lord. Brand new day. It's brand new day. It's new. Right? Sunset, sunrise. It's a new day, man. Everything. Man, yesterday's gone, man. So focus on God's love each and every morning, man. Thanking him for sustaining you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for this breath, right? Practice stillness in the midst of any chaos. Acknowledge pain, but don't live there. Work through those knowing that God's mercy is new every single day. Don't ignore the struggle. Find hope to make it through them. And in closing, hope isn't found in the reality that things are good, but in the truth that we have an awesome God. Do we not? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's easy to base our lives on how things seem in the moment. However, hope isn't anchored in what is falling apart, but in the one who never fails and never falls. That's the Lord. Amen. Living with hope means living with anticipation to experience God's goodness. Hope helps us stay aware of God's presence in our lives, even in difficult times. You and I are called not to live our lives according to our experiences, but according to God's promises. Amen. It is God's promises that propel our hope. Hallelujah. Focus on God's promises. That's where the hope comes from. It's through his faithfulness, man. I should have Googled how many promises are in the Bible. Man, there's a bunch of them. Hallelujah. So I expect a report 8 o'clock on my desk about how many promises God has in the Bible. Hallelujah. Everybody good? So, man, never lose hope. Keep the hope. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, bless you. Thank you for your word. I probably bless Jesus, love everybody tonight, Lord, and just say thank you, Lord. As a pastor and mom are in the DR, Lord, just give them rest and get them back here safe. And that we love you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.